You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
With me today is Yelena Lee. She is with BBC Storyworks, and she's going to tell us about how we as consumers, how our social media activity and how the changes in the way we consume our information has affected everything else in our lives. Good day, Yelena.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for your time. So recently, you did a study about branded content and how Australians, 45% of Australians believe that if they see a brand on a trusted platform, they will also trust the brand.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We recently conducted a study that generally looked at how Australians actually feel about all of those marketing messages that are flooding our social media feeds every single day. I think we can all relate to that. We go online, we go onto Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn even, and we're kind of used to the fact, or we're anticipating to get updates from our friends and from our family, or from, you know, brands that we follow, or groups that we follow online, and we have to scroll through so many marketing messages from brands that are paying to target us on social media. Now, we're in that business as well. BBC Storyworks is the commercial content arm of BBC News and BBC World News. So we create content for our advertising clients. So we were obviously interested in how the sheer amount of content, of marketing messages, of advertising messages affects the behavior of Australians, and how that essentially has changed how they feel about all those businesses and organizations that are trying to connect with their target consumers online. And it's a really, really interesting time that we're in at the moment, because obviously social media has been under a lot of scrutiny lately anyway, where the entire discussion around fake news for the last 18 to 24 months, and also the conversations or the issues around data security, etc., have really put social media and the quality of the environment in the spotlight of everybody's lives, essentially. So we wanted to know, how do Australians actually feel about their daily usage of social media, and what do business essentially need to consider when they use social media as a marketing platform?
Because nowadays, most people, as we could see, our attention span has become shorter, isn't it? So,
yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, we're usually being compared to a goldfish,
or because, you know, life has become busier. You know, for, let's say, for moms, for dads, for working parents. So everything has to be easier or easy access, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. And for a long time, I think for a long time, it was actually sort of the easy to go to a platform to just push your marketing messages, your advertising messages out through social media, where everybody seemed to roam around all day long, right? So social media for a long time sort of was the go-to platform to get all your information, not only about what's happening within your own personal network of family and friends, but also what's happening, with groups and organizations that you're interested in, with influencers that you're following, et cetera, et cetera. But especially over the last, I would say, 6 to 12 months, that has started to change. There's a lot of information out there, and that's another reason why we did this research, that indicates that people are actually turning away from social media because they don't trust it anymore. They don't trust the information that they get on social media, and they are now returning to platforms like the BBC, like BBC.com, for example, which they trust, which they know that the information that they're getting from those platforms is accurate. So we are incredibly time poor, and we are our attention span, according to a lot of data that's out there, is getting shorter. So it's getting a lot more important to really think about, for all businesses to really think about where they are talking to people.
And I guess the older we get, and the longer we are on social media, we become more discerning of the things that we see or we want to see, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. So we actually, so in this research that we commissioned earlier this year, we found out that 35% of all people said that they are turning off social media. They're being turned away from social media because of the amount of advertising that they're seeing on social media.
All the hard sell.
Yeah, exactly right. So businesses think that they are, you know, quite cheaply getting access to people who may be interested in their marketing message. But the reality is actually that, you know, it's such a cluttered environment. There's so much content, so many ads on social media. Everybody's trying to get cut through on social media. So no one is really getting any cut through, right? So we found that more than a third of Australians say that they're annoyed. They use social media less as a result of that, which leads us to think that businesses really have to think about the not only the content or the advertising message that they are communicating to the consumer, to us as consumers, but also where they're doing that.
But I guess what this study tells us is that it brings us back to where we started. If you have a good story to tell, people will look and will read on.
That's what we thought for a long time. We you know, I used to have those conversations with clients for a long time, and me as a consumer thought that for a long time as well. As long as the content is good, it doesn't really matter where it is, people will find it and people will emotionally connect to it, right? Which is essentially the ultimate goal of any mm-hmm. business, sort of to build a relationship with someone. But the most recent research actually tells us that that's not entirely true anymore, because the implicit associations that consumers make with social media, so all that annoyance, all that hard work that goes into discovering content on social media that you're actually interested in, has an effect on the brand that's trying to reach out to you. So you can have fantastic content, but if you're pushing that content in front of the audience on the wrong platform, a platform that people don't trust and where they essentially don't go, or they do go there, but they're very dubious about what they see because of all the scandals around fake news and, data breaches, they will not build the same emotional connection to you as a business as if you were to advertise on a platform that people go to for their news consumption, for example.
We don't just have to have a good story to tell. We should have a good, credible place to tell that story.
Absolutely. And I think this is a really interesting time at the moment. A lot of companies, a lot of businesses are sort of rediscovering or reappreciating the platform that they should be appearing on. So I think marketeers are now starting to understand that it is not just about a good story anymore. It is really about, not just capturing people's emotions, but it is about capturing people's or capitalizing, using people's gaining people's trust, but also building on people's trust. So, and this is where traditional media platforms like BBC.com come into play. So if we, for example, if one of our readers sees a story that is produced with a brand, so that is paid for by a brand but is produced by BBC Storyworks, and they come across that story whilst they are consuming their daily news update on BBC.com, then that has a much, much stronger effect on that person's likelihood to build a positive connection with that brand than if they were to stumble across the same story within their newsfeed on social media amongst all of the other advertising messages that they essentially didn't seek out, that they didn't ask for on that platform.
So it's true that you would always have to take care of your name, your credibility, and then your reputation, because everything boils to that, right? If they don't trust you, they won't go to you.
Yes, exactly right. I think, if I sort of think about my own social media behavior or the way I connect with brands, or you know, the posts that I click on my social media sites. So, you know, if I see an article or a video posted by a brand that I don't like, or that I don't trust, or that I've heard bad things about, or that I simply don't know about, and that piece of content appears in my newsfeed while I'm actually looking for something else, then I will never click on that post, right? That brand, although the algorithms may have determined me as the perfect target audience, they will never win me over on social media, right? But if I come across the same piece of content within an environment where I'm receptive to learn something, where I'm receptive to, you know, reading stories, to immersing myself into stories about something that interests me, then there's a much, much bigger chance for that brand to actually reach out to me and build a connection to me.
So it's all about the relationship you have.
Yes, absolutely. I think you know that's the ultimate goal of any business, is to build a relationship between themselves and their consumers.
Thank you very much, Elena Lee from BBC Storyworks.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.